Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips. Like
it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his loss.
Here's the Sandman.
Over Sandman.
In honor of Women's History Month, today my guest and I are going to be sharing some tips for our women audience. If you're a woman or you're married to one or care enough about a woman in your life, make sure you tune in with them today as we share five financial tips to empower women investors. We'll discuss ways to prepare for retirement, ways to change your money mindset, and what you should be doing if you're responsible for your financial confidence. It's going to be a great show, so stay with us. Good morning. What a beautiful day. Baseball, does it get any better? Welcome. This is Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host. It's so great to be with you this morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome, people around here. They call me the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their legal or financial questions each week. And that is because I run a financial planning firm and practice law. So March just finished, but every March at our company, we celebrate Women's History Month, reflecting on the transformational accomplishments of women over the years. Women are gaining more representation in leadership roles, outpacing their male counterparts and earned degrees, and starting businesses at twice the rate of men. So women have come a long way, but continue to face huge challenges. The gender pay gap, rising costs of child and elder care, and weak support in terms of family leave policies are just to name a few. Recognizing these areas that need improvement while at the same time focusing on ways to better your own individual situation, well, that's how you can pave the way for generations to come. So that's why today we'll be sharing five financial tips to empower women investors. And of course, you only find it here on Protect Your Assets. Now let's get started. Well, another good week for the market as inflation wanes a little bit and no bank contagion, at least not yet. The Dow Jones was up 3.2% for the week, S&P up 3.5%, NASDAQ up 3.4%, and year-to-date, we're almost up 17%. Nice. The MSCI International Index up 3.3%, year-to-date looking at 4.5% up. And the 10-year Treasury dropped a little bit at 3.47, oil at $75 a barrel, and bonds year-to-date up 2.7%. So right now, it is challenging. There are two camps that are setting up, and those would be the bulls and the bears. So today, let's talk about them and see what I think. After all, that's what you're here for. So if you're a bull in this market, you must believe, first of all, that there is no banking crisis. The Fed's programs are stopping the crisis, and Silicon Valley Bank is not the next Countrywide. Second, you think the Fed's going to cut rates by year end. The failure of SVB and friends did what nothing else could, i.e. it forced the Fed to pivot. And that pivot and rate cuts will lead to better economic growth and buoyant asset prices. Third, you think inflation's going to keep going down. Realistically, it's not going to get to 2%, but the banking crisis will put enough pressure on the economy to cool inflation, and it'll get close enough to allow the Fed to cut rates. Fourth, economic growth will stay resilient. With the Fed finally pivoting, the economy still strong and labor market still tight, the Fed will pull off a soft landing. And last, earnings don't drop. This quarter will be the last one where analysts focus on 2023 expected S&P earnings. And then next, we're going to start switching to 2024, where we're looking for $240, and so we should maintain these stock prices. That's if you're a bull. And if you're in that camp, here's what you think's going to outperform, and here's where you'd want your portfolio invested. First, you want lower rates. This, of course, be driven by the Fed cuts. Slower, but not materially contracting growth and stable earnings. This is the same environment we've had since the whole banking crisis began around March 7th. Broadly speaking, that means you want to allocate to growth-oriented sectors because those are going to outperform on your lower yields. And you're going to search for stable cash flow and higher yields because as yields fall, your bonds with longer duration will do better. So the best performing sectors in that environment are tech, communications, utilities, consumer staples, and growth. And in the fixed income space, you're going to be, like I said, longer dated bonds because those will outperform shorter dated bonds as rates start to come down. We've been talking about this for a while. Now, if you're a bear, bad breath. There is a banking crisis. That's what you believe. There's a banking crisis, and SVB is the next Countrywide, and the fallout from this will be felt in the coming months. That's only going to put additional pressure on an economy that was already going to hit a wall because of rate hikes. Second, the Fed will not cut rates by year end. The Dove's dreams of a pivot were wrong for over a year, and while the bank stress may have achieved it, it's still a long way from cutting rates, especially with inflation that's still sticking around. Third, inflation will continue to come down, but very slowly. And inflation is the key, because if it does not fall, then the Fed is in a bind because it can't help growth with greater than 5% CPI. So that leaves market with a what we call a put, which is a option, pressure, which could force it to go lower. Also, economic growth. You believe that economic growth will not stay resilient. The full impact of these Fed rate hikes is just now being felt. And these announced layoffs that we've been hearing about, well, that's just the beginning. And the labor market's going to soften and the economy will hit that brick wall and we'll have a recession. Fifth, earnings won't hold up. The resilience of corporate America must be respected, but these companies aren't operating in a recessionary environment anymore. And so as the economy slows, earnings will drop. So what do you want to own if you're the bear? Well, for a guide as what to outperform here, I want to look at market internals from January jobs report till March 7th. That was a period defined by higher yields, sticky inflation, and rising recession worries, and what outperformed during that period should offer you a guide as to what works in that environment. Not surprisingly, virtually everything except short-term bonds registered a negative return over this period, and the sectors that lost the least were energy, industrials, and consumer staples. These sectors lagged over the period of time that we're talking about, and REITs got hammered. And with REITs, I want to talk a little bit about that right now. An area of concern right now for me is the commercial real estate market. A wave of upcoming refinancing of loans at much higher interest rates is coming at a time when vacancy rates in offices are above the pre-pandemic level. Now, you add to that the recent stress in regional banks, and most of these smaller banks, 70% in fact, carried most of the commercial loans. What's that going to mean? Well, not good. So I just would recommend you be careful around there. So which one do I like more? I think the bear case is the more likely of the two at this point, but admittedly, that's my experience. I've been through three of these periods that feel like what we're seeing right now, 94, 2000, and 2007. And because of those experiences, I have a hard time believing, one, that the banking crisis is over, and two, that the economy can remain largely unscathed despite these massive rate hikes. To that point, all of my market experiences taught me that when the Fed begins to cut rates after hiking cycles, it's usually the start of the real economic pain because the slowdown has already begun and it can't be reversed. It's like a Titanic. It's real hard to miss that iceberg. But I don't want anyone to confuse this with some get out of the market opinion. My bear case appears to be more likely, based on my experience, but there are a lot of factors here that could well mitigate its impact, including the previous years of QE. Remember, the Fed is absorbing a lot of losses in the bond market. That in errors past, those were passed on to the private market. Remember Lehman Brothers? And the fact that the U.S. economy was showered with stimulus in an unprecedented way following the pandemic is another one. So to use an analogy, we've never seen the economic pump primed as much as it is with post-pandemic cash, so it's unclear how much that's going to mitigate or avoid what normally would have happened in the past. So while I think the bearish outcome is more likely, I don't think that means the S&P automatically trades to new lows. And until we know if inflation has really peaked, if the banking crisis is contained, or if the Fed pivots, then 3,800 to 4,100 on the S&P, I think remains appropriate. And that's also the underlying logic and my preference for defensive right now. And bottom line, the markets and the economy can emerge from this rate hike campaign, but we'll see. Every ounce of my experience I've had in 3+ decades in this business tells me it's unlikely, and as such, the bear case remains the more likely of the two. Although, again, I don't think that means materially new lows. So just got to keep your eye on that inflation wheel and make sure you're allocated appropriately. And, you know, don't be too hard on yourself. But again, you don't want to blow out of everything right now. When we come back, we're going to be talking about bank accounts. Find out the sobering truth about where your savings are located. It always pays to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and the financial and investing world can be so puzzling, with so many acronyms and terms that just make it too much to understand, so much so that people tend to feel stuck, not knowing where to turn or who to trust. Well, the good news is it doesn't have to be that way. We are here to demystify retirement planning and help you gain the confidence you need to feel comfortable about where you're heading. Case in point, on today's show, we're sharing 5 financial tips to empower women investors. My guest and I are discussing ways to prepare for retirement, ways to change your money mindset, and what you should be doing if you're responsible for your financial confidence. My guest today, well, I'm proud to introduce my daughter, Claire. Claire is my oldest daughter and a wealth advisor here at our company, the Liberty Group. Good morning, Claire.
Hi, Dad. Good morning. I'm so excited to be on the show today. As our listeners know, our focus at Liberty Group is retirement, tax, and estate planning. There is no more important group of people to help plan their retirement and financial confidence than, well, women. Not saying men aren't important, they are. Women, though, typically outlive men and become solely responsible for their financial future. So it's better to get your investment and retirement plans on track before experiencing a crisis and being forced to.
That's why you should keep it tuned right here to Protect Your Assets this morning as we share these 5 financial tips to empower women investors. And you will only find it from our retirement planning team here at the Liberty Group. As always, like all of our listeners have done, if you have a question or you want specific advice tailored to you, then check out our website at libertygroupllc.com. Again, libertygroupllc.com.
So I was reflecting a lot last month because March was Women's National History Month, and it's incredible to see more and more women gaining representation in leadership roles, earn degrees, and starting businesses, which they are saying we are doing now twice the rate of men. And what's crazy is women are still not investing at the same rate men are.
Yeah, there's this chart that you happen to show me. I was kind of shocked by that. That shows that only 60% of women are invested in bank accounts versus men, and only 47% of women are invested in 401ks. So again, men have more savings in the right places than women do. Only 35% of women have IRAs. 37% when compared to men. 32% of women have brokerage accounts versus men who have 40%. So men outpace women in every category.
No, it's just crazy. And remember, women live longer than men. So what are they supposed to do? A survey from BMO found that only 53% of women feel financially comfortable retiring at their date when men are at 66%. So that's a big discrepancy.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I think that there's a lot of different factors. I think that women face a number of barriers when it comes to investing. The first barrier, I would say, is that the investment industry isn't engaging women at the same degree as men. 86% of asset managers surveyed said they are targeting a male customer. Secondly, you know, most U.S. financial advisors are male. In 2022, only 35% of financial advisors were female. Only 35%. So there's a comfortability factor here. I think a lot of women, and I can help back this up with women that I've personally met with, just feel more heard and understood by other women. So when they get set up to meet with a female financial advisor, I think they really like that. And the third reason is female investors have reported to sometimes feel pigeonholed into a stereotype of how they would like to invest by some of their financial advisors. The stereotype is that they are typically interested in a low-risk, sustainable fund, and this ultimately leads to women feeling misunderstood by their advisor counterpart. BNY Mellon's survey found that more than half of women would invest or invest more if their investment aligned with their personal values and had a clear goal or purpose. But the bottom line is the securities industry really needs more female financial advisors to close this gap. The reality is more women are coming into wealth, whether it be from founding a business, climbing a corporate ladder, or an inheritance, and they need someone to guide them and not just pigeonhole them.
Good points. And obviously you've experienced this working with our clientele and, you know, proud of you for the job you've done. But like, we got to ask the listeners out there, I mean, do you know if your current plan addresses all of the problems that we're talking about this morning? If not, then there could be an exposure there. And so if you want to find out if there are holes in your plan or if they're really answering your questions, just give us a call, 866-PROTECT. We're here right now, 866-PROTECT. So Claire, how about sharing some tips with us?
Yeah, so here's a tip for women specifically. You know, prepare for potential time out of the work environment, right? Whether you're taking time off to finish school or you're having and caring for children or you're taking care of a parent, many women find themselves in this role instead of men. That's just the reality we're in. Women between the ages of 25 and 44 are almost three times as likely as men in the same age group to be out of the workforce due to these types of demands.
These breaks have a huge long-term negative impact on women's finances. It's been estimated that a one-year break for a 35-year-old woman earning $100,000 per year would cost her $212,936 in retirement and salary by the time she reaches age 67. So if you see one of these sort of breaks coming up in your future, or maybe you don't see it, because that's often how it happens. These things come out of nowhere. Your parents get sick, your spouse, something happens to, your kids need something. I mean, this just comes out of nowhere typically, and then you have to deal with that. So I would recommend you start planning for it now. Consider saving some of your current income in an investment account. Don't just leave it in the bank. We've had lots of problems with the banks. You know what's been happening. It's been all over the place. If you have more than $250,000 sitting in a bank, don't do it. Take everything out over that. Put it in a brokerage account. Buy yourself, if it makes sense, a six-month treasury bill. You can get over 4% right now from the U.S. government. That is one of the safest investments in the world, frankly. And that gives you much better interest than just having it in a savings account. So take advantage of these savings accounts now while rates are high. Take advantage of compounding. while you're not working and have that money build. So then later on, you may have it as a retirement account or something that you can access if one of these sort of things came out of nowhere. One way to make sure you're doing the right thing with your retirement is to know if your 401k and IRAs are on the right track to provide you with lifelong income while keeping your taxes low. Don't forget, taxes are going to take a huge chunk out of your money when you get ready to retire. If you're making anything really here in the Bay Area just to survive, you're paying at least a third to 40% of the money you're making in taxes. So what could you do if you could either lower those taxes or defer them? Well, that money can compound and grow over time, and that's something that later on could help you quite a bit. So we believe here at the Liberty Group that taxes are vital and important to the way you save and invest, because after all, if you can keep that money in your account, keep it compounding, that will only inure to your benefit. So you cannot get a second opinion from the guy or gal who gave you the first opinion. Get an honest, objective opinion from one of our fiduciaries here at the Liberty Group by getting your on-track retirement review right now. We're sitting here ready to answer the phone, ready to help you with this. Get that second opinion absolutely complimentary right now by giving us a call. 866-PROTECT. Again, 866-PROTECT. Call us right now. Get your 15-minute consultation. 866-776-8328. Again, 866-PROTECT. Next, it's time for one of our popular segments, our They Say segment, where we will discuss how women can shift their mindset to set themselves up for better results. This one may surprise you, and later we're going to be sharing how finding the right person to help you make more efficient decisions can make all the difference in the world. So much more coming up. Remember, it pays you to stick with us right here. You are listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. And this morning we are celebrating Women's History Month by talking about the five essential things you need to know. So this morning, I'm joined by my oldest daughter, Claire Hollander. Claire is a wealth advisor here at the Liberty Group, and we've been talking this morning about her interactions with some of our clients and some of the things that she's been seeing. And good morning, Claire. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
It's my pleasure. So here's one. We're going to talk about our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All right, so here's one, Claire, that they say, that women tend to look at money differently than men. What do you say? Does a different money mindset make a difference?
You know, absolutely, but I don't really think that there is a strong correlation between money and in general and gender. I mean, of course, you know, in the past there was the male breadwinner for the household, but now we're seeing more and more women climbing these workforce ladders. So I think it's more about how much of a spender you really are and want to be versus being more frugal and why. But I think there is a strong correlation between investing your money and gender.
So it's true, research does show that women are more likely to save than invest their money. The biggest downfall women face by doing this is their money isn't compounding while they're out of the workforce. It's just sitting there in banks. I was really surprised to see how much money was sitting in banks with our, you know, women customers and even just women, the women's survey in general, how much they have in these savings accounts that are earning virtually nothing in interest.
Yeah. It's crazy, and it comes at a serious cost. Women retire with only 2/3 as much money as men in their 401ks, even though, you know, as we've been saying, they live longer. And two-thirds is a big difference. They're just, their money is just sitting in the bank. There's no interest earning. You know, they take several years off of work, whether it be taking care of the kids, raising kids, caring for your parents, or you're just out of the workforce indefinitely raising your children. And who knows, you know, how long that period of time will be, if you'll go back to work, and what that really leads to. And so as a result, the effects are detrimental. When you retire with only two-thirds compared to men, you know, and you live longer, what are you supposed to do with that?
Yeah. So let's look about how we would fix that, right? What's important to do as far as fixing this problem? Well, obviously, you want to maximize your retirement contribution. Mm-hmm. And certainly, you want to look for matching.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think if you're working, obviously, contribute to your 401k as much as you can. Figure out if there is employee matching, how much they match. Make sure it's turned on and that they're doing that. And also, make sure you know what your 401k is invested in. Make sure it's diversified. You know, you're not just in one fund. You're in a couple different things. Make sure you don't touch it. Make sure it's in there for the long term and you only use it later on down the road when you're in retirement, when you really need it.
And that's really solid advice, because I think we see a lot where, you know, you don't know where else to turn to get cash that you might need. You go right to that fund because it's easy. It's there. You can get to it.
Mm-hmm.
But there might be another alternative and maybe just haven't thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I sometimes hear this from some of my clients. My wife isn't into this stuff, or she doesn't understand investing. She lets me make all the decisions. But here's the cold hard truth, guys. At some point, odds are she's going to be forced to understand this stuff and become responsible for making investment decisions, because you're just not going to be here. That's the statistics. That's the facts. So women need to become interested enough before being forced to. And I know that we do a pretty good job, I think, of educating our clients about what that could look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, as women, we wear so many different hats, right? Whether it be you're making sure dinner's on the table, the house is clean, laundry's done, the kids are ready for school in the morning, whatever you're doing, we have a lot of demands. So why add another one? Managing your finances is a huge task that we don't even, you know, really fully, we might not understand. So assigning that task to someone else, getting that off of your long list of tasks, would be really helpful for you. And we recommend that you pass it over to someone that can do it for you, that really understands it, but also explains it to you so that you really know what's going on and you know what you're invested in.
Absolutely. And you should make sure as well that you're working with a fiduciary, because fiduciaries are looking out for your best interests. Now, we are fiduciaries and not advisors. There's a big difference. An advisor does not have a fiduciary duty to their client. So they only have what's called the standard duty, or the just it's suitable. And suitability is not the same level as fiduciary, meaning that there are not challenges necessarily. They're looking for the best deal for you, or trying to find you what's right for you. And so what a fiduciary is, they're ethically and legally required to act in your best interest. And so it's important to mm-hmm. find somebody who's sort of neutral, mm-hmm. it is neutral, that you can talk to, who actually knows you mm-hmm. and can help you make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know that nagging question just about everyone feels as they get close to retiring? The constant wonder in the back of your mind, do we really have enough? Or is this amount of money I have in my 401k, is it enough to make sure it lasts as long as I do? Did you know that you don't actually have to wonder about that? We have tools today that can show you exactly how much you'll have to live on and where those different income sources will come from, and what will they be taxed? So as you start to pull that out later in life, how much could you really expect to have? We have tools that analyze your portfolio. We call it the portfolio MRI, that look at how those portfolios will perform in markets like we're in right now. And let's face it, these are challenging times. I made the case at the start of the show for a entirely understandable one way or the other, the bears or the bulls. One will be right, and it's hard to know which one. So don't try and play that game. Try and figure out for yourself what makes the most sense for you. What are you trying to accomplish? When do you want to retire? What are some of the things that can pop up in your life you never saw, like perhaps your mom getting sick and needing to stay in a facility for a lot longer than you thought. Who's going to pay for that? How are you going to manage that? These are all real strategies, real situations that we've been involved in for 30 years now. We have a lot of experience. So if you need help, we probably have the answers for you, but you don't know unless you ask. So pick up the phone right now and call this number, 866-PROTECT. We're here right now in the studio, ready to talk to you. Claire and I are here, 866-PROTECT. Give us a call right now. Get a second opinion, absolutely complimentary. Let's celebrate the Giants. Give us a call, 866-PROTECT. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's one important thing that you need to do as a woman to align your investment plan with what matters most to you. We'll be right back and we'll talk about that.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
In honor of Women's History Month, today, my guest and I will be talking about five financial tips to empower women investors. We've been discussing preparing for retirement, ways to change your money mindset, and what you should be doing if you are responsible for your financial future. Claire Hollander's been joining me this morning. Good morning, Claire. She's a wealth advisor here at Liberty Group.
Morning. Thanks for having me again. This has been fun.
Oh, you bet. It's my pleasure. So this morning, we've been talking about financial information, financial issues that women face uniquely. And Claire and I have been talking about ways that women can better prepare themselves for retirement. So Claire, what are some other ideas that our women investors, women clients might want to be thinking about?
Yeah, so one is, you know, when you have these conversations with your partner, really get involved about your mission here. And when you're going to retire, have a plan. Make sure not just your partner understands it, but you really understand it, and make it a tough conversation. And, you know, in our meetings that we have with you, we want to make sure that both of you are there. That's really important. We don't just meet with one of you. We don't, you know, give one person the entire plan. It's both of you there. We explain it as many times as we need to get you both comfortable and make sure you both really understand it, and that both of your goals are heard and being issued.
Yeah, and I think also the other thing is we give access, right? So each spouse typically has their own unique email.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've found in situations where we're sitting there and we'll say, oh, I see, you know, Mr. So-and-so, your email's here and you're getting the connection. You can go in and see whatever you want. And then, you know, I turn usually to, you know, the spouse in this case, and I say, hey, you know, I don't see you here. Have you been looking? You know, not really. That's his job. I do. I said, well, would you like to have access as well? Yeah, that'd be great. And so then we add, you know, the spouse's email in this case. She gets an email. She gets to log in whenever she wants. She can see all the same information and data that he sees. And we find that through the conversations that they may have about, well, how much am I spending and where is that going? Then they can see where it is and actually learn how to do that. And we have a whole team here of planners that help our clients actually gain access to that, can make connections, see things, answer questions. And it's at your leisure. There's no billable hour here, that, you know, no clock ticking away as you sit there trying to figure out what's going on. So I found that makes a big difference in a lot of cases.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing that we do is, you know, everyone has their own risk tolerance, right? You know, your spouse might be super aggressive. You might feel a little bit more conservative. So we have you each take your own quiz that really gives you your own personal number of risk, your risk tolerance number. And what we do is, because you each have your own retirement account, right, we'll match it to your level and your comfortability and not just lump you together and make your accounts all together. We really separate it out. So you feel like your accounts are really aligned with how you feel, and then your spouse does the same thing. So
right. And I kind of equate that to the sleep factor number, you know, like your mom has a certain temperature she likes to sleep in. I have my temperature. And so if I can dial mine in, I sleep better. If she can dial hers in, she sleeps better. And so we can do the same thing with the portfolio now. You can literally dial in a number.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. The other one I think is super important, I think for both spouses, is income. You know, you've been working all these years, the paychecks have been coming in, you've been saving money, maybe you have some real estate, some other investments that are paying you money, but you've never really seen it laid out in a way of where is it going to come from when you stop getting those paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what's really great about our system, what I've seen, is laying out each source of income at a particular age, what it's going to look like, and then how much will it be taxed, and then what's the net after-tax income that you can count on.
Exactly.
And so I think, you know, setting up a predictable stream of income that we can see, that we can talk about, that if things change, you know, maybe the tenants move out, that rent check stops, now all of a sudden you got to fix a roof because the rain just, you know, washed everything away.
Mm-hmm.
So these are, you know, real problems we're dealing with. And then how do you pivot and adjust for that? And where is the income going to come from? So our system is very flexible like that. And we work with you to adjust it, make changes, and then make sure that you can see it. And I found that, you know, both spouses actually really appreciate that because now they know where that income is going to come from. And if something were to happen, where's the backup plan? Where's that money going to come from?
Exactly. And, you know, plans change too. So one year you might need a lot more income. The next year we'll meet with you and you don't need as much income. So we adjust these plans live every day, really, as the market's changing. And we alter that. And so we have set up a system where it breaks it all out. So you know where your money's coming from, which specific account, how much. And we use that to cover all your expenses that you have. But next year, if your, you know, income needs drop and you need less, we dial it down and we adjust it. So it's
or you
really
need more.
Exactly.
You know, this tends to happen when you have markets reacting and stocks are down,
mm-hmm.
and expenses are up. I mean, that's happening right now. We're seeing inflation really not slow down. Things are getting more expensive. You know, they say that goods are getting cheaper. Well, not really. The costs are up. And so we're getting that passed on as a consumer. We're paying for it. But the markets are down. You know, they're not where they should be or where we'd like them to be. And so you have less to deal with. So some people are forced to be selling stocks in this market that are down. That's all they've been saving. You know, we've seen clients have 90% of their portfolio in their company stock, and company mm-hmm. hasn't done so well mm-hmm. the last 6 months. So now they're wondering, well, now what do I do? Right. So.
Right.
As you were talking about earlier, it's super important to diversify your account, have many different things working.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully, you know, when you're in this situation that maybe you're in right now, you have other buckets you can go to that you can sell without any, you know, major loss, and use that to carry you through the cycle that we're going through right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another thing I would say, too, is, you know, don't be afraid to ask your advisor about your investments and what's really going on in them. Make sure that you have a budget with your current advisor. And if you need money, you know, you should be getting it. Don't live paycheck to paycheck. You know, if you need money from your investments, you should be able to get access to that and have a plan set so that you can cover all of your expenses and you don't end up in a lot of debt. And make sure you also look at your statements very closely, because most likely you'll see that there are fees on there and they'll be right on the front page. So make sure you ask your advisor when you meet with him, or just call him and
or
say,
her
or her. Yeah. And ask about those fees and ask what they really mean. You know, why are they there? What are they doing to benefit you? And does it really align with your overall goal here?
Absolutely. And I think those are really two important points. First of all, you know, the fees, what are you really paying? If you don't see fees, you know, don't think it's free. No one works for free. So there's got to be fees somewhere. And if you do see it, you know, what is really the cost? We've seen several clients recently where they knew the fees were there, but they didn't really understand in terms of percentages what that overall fee was. And when we saw, you know, the total balance on the account and the fees they were paying comparatively, they were pretty expensive.
Yeah.
And these clients were, you know, upset about that, as they should be, because some of these rates are frankly just high, you
mm-hmm.
know, and for the service level they're getting and what they're getting for what they're paying for. It's just out of whack.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know, yeah.
So anyways, look at the fees. Ask about the fees. What are the fees? What are you paying? Where are they? Understand that. And, you know, realize that you are paying for a service. You are getting help. Hopefully they are bringing value to you. In other words, the portfolio is returning something in the nature of what you feel comfortable with overall. And as we've been talking about, it's actually doing something for you to produce income, to have different sources when you need it. And Claire brought that point up about what are you invested in and can you get out of it? Can you get liquidity? We've seen a lot of investors recently who, again, were different advisors that had them in things that had these very long periods of penalties associated with them with a majority of their accounts. So now when you're in an illiquid environment, when rates are rising, bond values are down, just like you're seeing with the banks. The banks can't cash in these treasuries right now that they bought 2 years ago because the values are down 15 to 20%. And so if they cash these in like SVB did, they've got these massive losses now that they're realizing just to pay their depositors the withdrawals that they're requiring. So your portfolio is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to be looking at the maturity dates on your investments, any sort of penalties you have, any sort of surrender costs. Like all these things are super important as you analyze your portfolio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we've seen some cases that are just crazy where most people will be in an annuity. All their money is in annuities and they're locked up and they have no cash or no access to it. And it's really important to really to call the guy that sold you that annuity and ask what the strategy was there and what was he thinking and or her thinking. And, you know, have some liquidity in your portfolio. We're not telling you to make sure all your cash in the bank account is invested. Maybe make it invested, but make sure it's liquid.
Absolutely. Well, Claire, thanks for being here this morning. It was super helpful. Great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
You bet. So if you felt like any of today's show was helpful to you, just imagine what we could accomplish when we give advice that's tailored to your situation. Because if you boil it down, our mission here at the Liberty Group is to help all of our clients address the problem of how to make your money last through your retirement. If you want to pay less taxes, I know right now it is tax time. Taxes are taking a big bite out of your investments. If you want to stop that, if you want to keep more of what's yours, more of your hard-earned capital, it's really easy to do. All you have to do is pick up the phone right now and give us a call. We are here right now, live. Give us a call, 866-PROTECT. Again, that number is 866-PROTECT. Pick up the phone, dial 866-PROTECT. 776-8328. Talk to us now. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. Executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer. And of course, all my fabulous producers back there turning on the knobs, answering the phone. Raf, Cam, Adrian, Phil. Thanks, guys. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.